So what are we going to talk about? Well, let's start with this. This is a photograph of my gun. This is a handgun that I own. It's a Beretta 92FS. It's a short recoil, semi-automatic, single-action, double-action pistol with a 15-round staggered box magazine. Plus, it holds one in the chamber, so 16 total rounds. It has a 4.9-inch barrel with a total length of 8.5 inches. A 9mm bullet fired from this weapon will disperse 383 foot-pounds of kinetic energy to its target when it leaves the muzzle with a muzzle velocity of 1,250 feet per second, which is faster than the speed of sound. This is the primary sidearm of the U.S. military and has been since 1990, and it consistently bests the U.S. military's stated requirement of a 10-shot group of less than 3 inches at 50 meters. This is actually a photograph of my handgun. This, here in my hand, this is my concealed carry license, my concealed handgun license, issued in 2011 and recently renewed. So let me start off by asking the room a question. Legally speaking, can I be carrying a gun in my jacket right now? I hear yeses, I hear noes, and maybe we'll answer that question like 15 slides in. So that's where we're going to start off. It depends, Jim's answer, it depends. Just to put you all at ease, I am not carrying my gun with me right now. But we will answer the question later of whether it would be lawful if I could do so. All right, so here's our overview. I'm actually going to talk about lawyers, guns, and money in the reverse order of the title. We're going to talk about money, and then guns, and then lawyers. And specifically when we talk about guns, we're going to talk about the many recently enacted laws, relatively recently enacted laws in Texas, about guns. And then I found this great image here on the internet, which is wonderful. Google image searches is wonderful. Lawyers, Guns, and Money is an American barley wine ale.